Here, in the heart of the silent cliffs of Bestoon, between stone and silence, lies a small yet mysterious refuge, Hunter's Cave. A cave with a simple structure and a shallow entrance, it carries one of the most important clues to the presence of the earliest humans on the Iranian plateau. According to geological studies, this cave was formed within the limestone formations of Mount Bestoon, rocks that date back around 90 to 100 million years. Through hundreds of thousands to over a million years of natural erosion, this rocky shelter gradually took shape. What makes Hunter's Cave unique, however, is not just its geological age, but also the evidence of Neanderthal habitation from approximately 40,000 to 70,000 years ago, the Middle Paleolithic period. In 1949, 1328 SH, American archaeologist Carlton Stevens was the first to excavate the cave. Among compacted soil and sediments, he found bone and tooth fragments that he attributed to Neanderthal humans who once lived in the Zagros region. But the truth became clearer years later. In a more recent study, Iranian archaeologist Dr. Feridun Biglari, in collaboration with researchers from the University of Washington, re-examined those findings. Modern analysis showed that the tooth found by Stevens did not belong to a human, but to a species of wild cattle. However, the forearm bone did belong to a Neanderthal, making it one of the few direct pieces of evidence of their presence in this area. With an entrance about 2 meters wide and a depth of around 5 meters, Hunter's Cave is a simple, limited space that served as a seasonal shelter for groups of hunter-gatherers. Inside, archaeologists discovered stone tools, remnants of fire, ashes, and animal bones, all indicating that early humans, with basic survival knowledge, lived here, hunted, made fire, and used this shelter to survive. Today, Hunter's Cave is part of the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Bestoon, a living testament to the efforts of early humans to adapt to nature and an ancient voice from the depths of human history in the Zagros.